Hello and welcome. You're listening to the You Do Woo podcast, and I'm your host, Allison Cullen. I'm a mom with a background in business and counseling, but I've always been tapped into the more woo-woo side of everyday life. I'm here to take you on an exploration of your spirituality, give you helpful life hacks, help you on this evolution through motherhood, and give you a weekly dose of useful woo. If you need your cup filled, your mind expanded, and you want to increase your manifestation abilities at the same time, you've come to the right place. Let's get started. Happy March, everybody. Happy almost St. Patrick's Day and Aries season, the beginning, the new year in the astrological calendar. It's going to be a good few weeks. So in honor of St. Patrick's Day, I wanted to do a fun episode this week about giving you guys some tips on how to become the luckiest person you know. So I have a lot of things for y'all and a lot of resources that are going to be in the show notes, but I wanted to share with you, there's some aspects of human design that can really, once you start tapping in, give you some beginner's luck. It will plateau because the human design experiment is designed to take 7 years to slowly help you transition into the new paradigm and decondition and unlearn things that are not serving you from the first part of your life before you found out about human design. So it's a slower process, but you do get some beginner's luck with it. So first of all, just a little bit of homework for you. If you would like for me to give you a couple of tips on how to activate some luck, depending on your specific chart, what you can do is take a screenshot of it. I love the Jovian Archive PDF of your chart. I know that there's lots of apps out there, a lot of different ways to get your chart, but if you're going to send me a screenshot and you want me to give you some pointers on how to activate some luck for the next few weeks for yourself, then send me please a screenshot of the PDF of your human design chart from Jovian Archive. Send it to me. Just type the word luck, and then I'll audio message you back with a few things that will be helpful for you for the next few weeks. And then a few of the things that I'm going to talk about are applicable to everybody and are not dependent on your chart. So looking back, I've had many times of my life where I felt incredibly lucky. The past year, since about March 2023, has felt that way, even though in 3D reality, if you look at my life, it might not look lucky in some ways, but in my soul, in my heart, I truly feel more blessed than ever before on a daily basis, more fulfilled than ever before. We'll get into that in a little bit. But before that was about 4 years of it felt like almost bad luck. And now I sort of know why, but that's a whole other thing. I might do a whole other episode on that. I might touch on it a little bit in this episode. I'm trying to keep this one pretty short just so you can take the tools and tips and just automatically start putting more luck activations into your life. So I'm not going to go into too much detail. But one of the stories I did want to share with y'all is I really feel like since 13 to 30, I really felt like I had 17 years of incredibly good luck and weird kismet things that just lined up perfectly. Obviously had some hard stuff that I've talked about. It went through some breakups, job transition stuff. Like there was some hard stuff, but for the most part, I felt like I was just sort of one of those lucky people that things always worked out for me. Then went through some times in my 30s where it wasn't the case. And now I'm seeing why that was. So luck isn't actually like something that just appears magically. It is something that we have complete control over, and you can start becoming, really, you can start today becoming the luckiest person that you know. I was in the business school at UT, and I was on track to either getting a degree in finance or accounting or marketing or something like that. And then I really started going to see more live music. I'm a music nerd. I'm a band nerd. I love music. I love country music. I love live music. I love all sorts of music. Not a big fan of techno or like house music, but sometimes I am. Not often. But anyways, love all other types of music. And probably junior year of college, I was like, okay, I don't know if I want to do something in the business world. I think I want to work in music. My dad was an attorney, is an attorney still. And like, I'd always thought about playing around with the idea of going to law school. And then I was like, I could be an entertainment lawyer. I could work in the music industry and be an attorney. This is amazing. So started studying for the LSAT, took the LSAT, did really well, started applying for jobs. I was working at the Texas governor's office in the music office as an intern because it had to do with music and it was what I loved. And it probably would have made more sense on paper to go get a job as a paralegal or an admin working for attorneys or somehow in government or doing, you know, since I was a finance major, doing something in finance or accounting or something like that. But I followed what lit me up, and I didn't even know about human design at this point. I followed what brought me pure joy. And even though the internship was non-paid and didn't even have anything to do with law or getting into law school, it had to do with music, which was what actually lit me up. And I was accepted into many really good law schools, and one in particular was one that was specific to music law and a really good school and on the beach and just like my sort of perfect situation. And I was like in the middle of figuring that out. And at that time, had a pretty good relationship with God. So I was praying about it, being like, okay, show me what to do. I'm willing to stay here in Texas, or I'm willing to travel and go to law school. I will do literally do whatever you want. I had sort of surrendered, but mainly was excited about law school, and went to a country concert one night and met what ended up becoming some of my closest friends. I hung out with them nonstop for like 2 weeks. We went and saw a ton of live music, just had a blast. And then I went to go visit the law school and I fell in love with it. And I came back and I was just like really having a hard time figuring out what was best for me. The next day, my old boss at the music office called and was like, I know you're set on going to law school. And if that is what you want to do, then you should go. But if for some reason you're maybe thinking about staying in Austin, one of my friends has an opening as a business manager in his accounting office where he specializes only with musicians and like music related companies. I would be the band business manager for several of my favorite artists in the world, like working with them, talking to them on the phone, seeing them in person. It was sort of crazy. The salary was more than I was expecting, more than most people my age were making right out of undergrad. And I wouldn't have to move. And I could drive literally 5 minutes from my apartment to work. And they gave lunch breaks and you got to go see free concerts and you got to go backstage VIP and like all these things. So I was like, okay, well, I'll at least go interview. Interviewed, got hired on the spot, like got a job offer on the spot to start working immediately, even while I was in school, for money. And then, you know, full-time would start in the summer after I graduated. And I said, yes, I was like, okay, I can. It was just a full body, 100% sacral heck yes. And it was like one of the luckiest situations I've ever encountered. But it really wasn't luck because all I was doing was surrender. I was not attached to an outcome. I was surrendering the outcome to God. And I was following every day what lit me up, which was live music, working in the music industry, having fun, all of that kind of stuff. And it brought me to this job specifically. I don't even know if they interviewed anybody else. It was sort of crazy. And I got the job. I left that office to start my own business management company a few years later. But then that's what I ended up doing until March 2020 when the world shut down. And then I ended up starting this podcast. So if you want to be lucky, you need to make sure you are following what lights you up using your authority in human design is sort of dependent on your chart. That's why I ask you to send me a screenshot of your chart and I can help you with that. But there's also an aspect of human design, which is a special technology. It's like the rules of a game. So say life is a game, Kabbalah, which is an aspect of human design, which I know y'all are probably sick of me talking about, but I swear it will change everything for you and it will make you become luckier or feel luckier. You'll be like, what is happening? My life is just finally, there's no chaos and things are working out for me and I get the things that I want finally, like, and things just like open up miraculously. It does take some time. I'm like 3 months in, I think now, and things are just now starting to externally play catch up. But this is one of the things that they teach in Kabbalah. If you are successful today, it is because of seeds you planted 6 months ago. So think about 6 months ago, and this is probably pre-2023, the 6 month deal. I think time is speeding up now. So you could maybe say more so 2 or 3 months ago, because whatever you did 2 or 3 months ago, the words that you spoke, the thoughts that you thought, the actions that you took, how much abundance you were feeling or how much lack you were feeling. Think about that, like December or January. How was stuff going? Did you speak evil speech? Did you have evil thoughts? And that can just be being like, I don't like this person. This person triggers me. Da, da, da. Go listen to the Taylor Swift episode. And I talk about evil speech and evil eye. And then resources for those are in the show notes of the Taylor Swift episode. It's really good. But think about what happened in December or January, what positive seeds you sowed. Those are going to be showing up now. And any negative seeds you sowed will show up now. Karma is a real thing. It's just that time is injected to it. Into it. So it doesn't show up automatically all the time. There's sometimes where it shows up automatically, but for the most part, we live in a reality that is 99% spiritual and it's in a different timeline. So a lot of times it takes some time for all of the positivity that you're putting in spiritually to show up. I really think that like 90 days is the secret spot, like the secret sauce. And so whatever you're doing right now, this week, the positive actions, the spiritual effort that you make, the giving energy that you're in instead of taking energy, that is going to then show up mid-June. Maybe some sooner, maybe some tomorrow, maybe some in July or August. But for the most part, start planting seeds now so that you can become extremely lucky come mid-June. There are things in the human design chart, as I said, that you can start doing right now to give you some immediate beginner's luck, but just take this idea of like 3 to 6 months into consideration too, because that's sort of where our free will comes from. We wouldn't have free will if things manifested immediately, because you'd be like, oh, I'm never going to be a bad person or like say something mean because I immediately get a bad result, right? So we have free will, which means time is injected. And then we don't have immediate pain or immediate reward. That's what free will is all about. We get to choose our reactions. Something that they talk about too in Kabbalah is life should be 80% good and 20% challenging. If you have constant chaos or ups and downs, you are living in a constant state of reaction to what is currently going on in your physical reality. So once you stop being a reactor and you start not reacting, pausing, composing yourself, processing your emotions in a healthy way without yelling at other people or reacting to other people, and being in giving energy rather than receiving or instant gratification energy, life will start being 80% good, 20% challenging, but you'll see the challenges not as hard or annoying or really painful. You'll start seeing the challenges as a test that you get to immediately pass and sow good seeds for, right? Every thought, every word, every action plants a seed, and you must learn to be mindful about this every hour of the day. Then once you master that, every minute of the day, and once you master that, every second of the day. And just keep this in mind as well. You might see people in the world or on social media where you're like, they just look lucky all the time. They're always getting lucky breaks. They're super successful. They have everything they want. You do not know how fulfilled they are on the inside. They might be continuously chasing shiny carrots, shiny things like rewards. And once they get that $1 million or big client or fancy Jaguar or whatever it is, I don't even know about cars, but once they get the thing that they're working after or trying to manifest, it feels like nothing to them. It feels like 50 cents to them, right? So you never know how people might look super, super lucky, super successful, but you never truly know how their heart feels and how fulfilled their soul is. One thing to keep in mind too is that you cannot improve yourself or elevate your soul when things are good. That only happens during the challenging parts or the painful parts. Pretend your life is a movie, right? And you get to choose a better movie. If you want to choose a movie that where you're a rich person and a successful person and a completely fulfilled person and you're traveling all the time and whatever, that movie with you exists. There's like 1,000 movies or more that you could choose from. It's when you go through challenges and pain and choose to alchemize those situations and transform lack and not react. That's when you get to pick a new movie. The new movie might not go live for 3 months. It might take 3 months to download so that you can press play then, but it will start. You'll jump to another movie. Be grateful when things are bad, challenging, painful, or hard. This is when you get to up level 1,000 movies. Like, pick the best movie you can imagine. One other thing to note or to question: are you being like God? Are you acting like God? Are you speaking like God? Are you thinking like God? Are you vibing the way God vibes? Are you being a creator like God is? Or are you being a reactor? I'm going to share a podcast episode that talks about this. A lot of this information I got from several different podcast episodes. And I'll share one where they talk specifically about this if you want to dive deep into the Kabbalistic aspects of this. Creator and reactor have the same letters in them. They're the same thing, but two totally different things. So in every situation, you get to say, am I creating something new? Am I transforming myself? Am I being proactive? Or am I being a reactor? Am I reacting? Am I picking a lower level movie? Am I digressing? Right? Just to end this, keep in mind that being lucky is a state of mind. You have to have certainty beyond logic that God is bringing you all of the desires of your heart. You just have to earn them by cleaning up your soul and your vessel and your negativity. It might take a couple of months for them to get to you via how funky time is. It might take a week. It might take 6 months. But if you truly clean up your mind and purify your heart, you will have everything that you desire in this lifetime. And keep in mind too that we are always usually being like, oh, if I just had $100 million, I could solve all my problems. That is not the truth whatsoever. Money never helps most situations unless you're starving and you need some food and water and shelter, the basic needs. Once you have your basic needs, money never helps. Whatever money level you're at, your opponent, your devil, your Satan, in Kabbalah, they call it the Satan, your specific devil and opponent meets your level of wealth. If you make $20,000 a year, you have a $20,000 a year Satan. If you make $20 million a year, that Satan works a lot more in a tricky way, on a subconscious level, and a level of materialism saying, well, but if you just buy this yacht, like, your marriage will be better, like that kind of stuff. Like, it's very tricky and gets trickier the more wealth that you have. So if you're somebody who's right now living more so towards poverty and you look and see millionaires or billionaires and you're like, if I just had what they have, no, it will not improve your life. It truly, truly won't, because your opponent is going to get stronger and trickier the more money that you make. Now, that is not to say don't go out and make more money because life is going to get harder. It doesn't have to be that way. As long as you stay close to God and stay humble and also know that material things will never, ever fulfill your soul, so long as you're taking care of food, health, like that kind of wise. It just, money never, ever helps. It truly doesn't. Working on cleaning up our soul is what brings us luck. You also have some beginner's luck with human design authority and your superpowers, which I can help you with. And also keep in mind, I keep saying this, keep in mind too, we're always looking for our purpose either being in our career or as a partner, husband or wife, or as a parent, a mother or father. Your job and your relationships are not your purpose. My purpose is not being a mother. My purpose is not being a podcast host or a human design teacher or a business coach or a spiritual teacher. My purpose is cleaning up my soul, period. My purpose in this lifetime is that. And God will bring me all sorts of situations to let me practice and give me opportunities to do the cleaning on an hourly basis. And even once I hit certain financial markers that are goals for me, then there will still be issues, hopefully only 20% of the time, and 80% will be beautiful life. But 20% of my life, most of the time, is going to be challenging situations, whether it's dealing with people who don't like me or some kind of financial issue or some kind of natural disaster happens or there's a health issue or whatever. I'm going to keep having challenges and I get to use those challenges to clean up my soul. Grief is a whole other thing because like grief is a deal when you lose a loved one, something like that. That's a heartbreak and not just something to be like, this is a challenge I'm going to pass. That's a whole other thing. If you need resources on that, let me know. I'm just talking about basic life challenges, okay? So you can start to become the luckiest person you know. You will get some beginner's luck with human design that will show up right in the next few weeks. And then everything that you're doing right now, words, thoughts, actions, vibes, is going to show up 3 to 6 months from now. You could be the luckiest person you know by June 13th, 2024. The world's going to look a lot different by then too, which is going to be cool. Okay, I love you guys. Send me a screenshot of your chart. Happy March. Happy almost eclipse season. Happy St. Patty's Day. I'll see y'all next week.
Thank you so very much for tuning in to another episode of You Do Woo. I know that you already have a very full life and that there are literally millions of podcasts that you could be listening to. So I'm super grateful to you for being a loyal listener. And I'm so grateful for you sharing your favorite episodes with friends and family members. That is how we are able to serve more people and raise the collective consciousness and really get the word out on a bunch of these fun spiritual topics that we're talking about. I would love to connect with you. Send me a DM on Instagram at youdowoo, all one word. I'd love to hear how you loved today's episode and just a little bit about you. I can't wait to connect.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.
It's said that the more time you have to invest, the greater the return. Well, guess what? Kids have the most time if we learn to invest early. That's why I created the Cash Kid podcast, where I teach kids and some adults financial skills they need to know on how to earn, save, and invest their money. Join me on this journey as we interview experts and explore topics that allow you to grow your money as kids. This podcast will help you become the money expert among your family and friends. Just remember, anyone can be a cash kid. You just have to learn how to become one. Get ready to grow your financial knowledge and your wallet with the Cash Kid podcast.